My friend Alec just became a Christian, and he definitely changed. But today, I caught him cheating.
Becoming a Christian is kind of like riding a bike. We all fall sometimes. Well, hey, I'm Zach, and you've tuned in to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that we get to spend this time together today. Think back to when you were first learning how to ride your bike. Do you remember that? Did you do it perfect the very first time, or did you fall a bunch of times before you finally learned how to balance? You know what? Becoming a Christian is a lot like that, too. And that's exactly what Soren figures out in our story today. First, let me share one Bible verse with you, and it's a good one. It's found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. It says, "If another believer is overcome by some sin, gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path." Now, our story today is called First Steps. Mom was bouncing baby Izzy on her knee when Soren got home. "Hey, buddy," she said, "how was school today?" Soren shrugged. "Is something wrong?" asked Mom. Soren sighed. "It's Alec. He became a Christian a few months ago, and it seemed like he really did change. Well, today I saw him peek at a piece of paper he was hiding in his pocket during our spelling test. He cheated!" Mom set Izzy on the floor. "Did you talk to him about it?" Soren nodded. "He admitted he looked at the words," he replied as he watched Izzy crawl to a chair and pull herself up. She held on to the chair and took a few steps around it, then looked at Mom and smiled. Soren laughed, forgetting about Alec for a moment. "I think you're showing off, Izzy," he said. Mom held out her hands, and Izzy left the chair and took two shaky steps before falling into Mom's arms. Soren clapped his hands. "All right, Izzy, you took your first steps. Can you walk to me?" He held out his arms. Mom stood Izzy in front of her and let her go. Izzy reached out, took one small step, and fell to the floor. She looked startled for a moment, and then her whole face puckered up. "Don't cry, Izzy," said Soren as he picked her up. "You just took your first steps." He stood her on her feet again. "It'll be a while before you can run a marathon." "You know, learning to walk is a lot like becoming a Christian," said Mom. "We all stumble and fall by sinning sometimes, and in the beginning, it's especially easy to do. Remember that your friend Alec is taking his first steps as a Christian. As he continues walking with Jesus, he'll become more and more like him." She held out her arms to Izzy. "Maybe you could give him a helping hand," Mom said as Soren helped Izzy take a step toward her. "Let Alec know you're praying for him, and if he needs help with spelling, perhaps the two of you could study together." Soren smiled as Izzy took another step and fell into her mother's arms. "Okay," he said. "I'll do that." "So how about you? Do you know kids who are new Christians? Do you sometimes see them do things they shouldn't be doing? Instead of being critical, remember that you stumble and sin too. Then pray for them and encourage them in their walk with Jesus. Invite them to spend time with you and other Christians. And be a good example in the way you live your life." Our key verse is Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. It says, "If another believer is overcome by some sin, gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path." And our key thought today, help new Christians. I'm glad you had a chance to spend some time with me today on Keys for Kids. Why not write me and let me know what you thought of today's story? The best way to get a hold of me is to write me an email from our website at keysforkids.org and then click Contact Us. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.